Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Deputy Marshal. In the days of the Old West as now, most bandits were feared and hated by all. Once in a blue moon, however, a bad man was smart enough to make himself liked in order to influence public opinion in his favor. Such a man was Roy Sieglin, whose calculated habit was to do small favors for people. Roy Sieglin, cruel and crafty, behind the genial smile on his face. As our story opens, Sieglin and a henchman, one Matty Elmas, are riding their horses to the top of a wooded rise of ground, some distance out of the town of Cottonwood Center.
Any passengers going to be on the stage, Roy?
I don't know, maybe. But I do know there's going to be a shipment of gold on the stage, Matty, and that's what we're after.
Yeah, somebody said Joe Kane's brother, Tom, was coming in this trip.
Coming to Cottonwood Center?
Yeah.
What for?
Yeah, Joe died of pneumonia 2 weeks ago.
I know that.
He left his saddle and leather shop to his brother, Tom. I suppose Tom's coming here either to sell the shop or run it.
We don't care nothing about that. Well, here's where we're stopping. Whoa. Now, get these horses over among the trees out of sight, Matty.
All right. Come on, you coyotes.
Make it fast. Stage is coming up now.
Oh, oh. Be right with you, Roy. Oh,
get your mask on, Matty. Yeah. Oh, confound it. I got to bring along my gloves.
Yeah, what's the difference? Nobody will notice that scar on your knuckles.
Yeah, nothing I can do about it now. Get down behind these rocks.
All right, drivers, help them horses.
You go stand by and make sure they don't bolt.
They won't bolt.
Throw down the box, driver, and be quick about it.
All right, I'm...
Keep your eye on it, partner, while I see who's in the coach. One passenger, huh? Come out with your hands in the air.
Now, look, you. Don't get tough with Tom Kane, or I'll light on you like a ton of brick.
I'm out of there.
I'm coming. But anything I haste to be ordered around.
Get them hands up, quick.
All right, they're up. Just don't drive me too far, unless you want to get hurt.
Turn around. Let's see. Pocketbook and watch. I'll take them both.
Why, you...
Shut up. Get back into that coach.
I've a good mind to...
Get into that coach, or I get mad.
I got the box, partner. The gold's in it.
Good.
Now, you drivers, start up them horses and get out of here. Get them going.
It looks like a good haul, Roy.
Yeah. Maybe I should have gunned down that Tom Kane. He was looking pretty sharp at my hands. And if he's got nerve enough to go tell the sheriff, we may be in trouble.
I sure am the unluckiest man alive.
What do you mean by that, Sheriff?
Every time I plan a fishing trip, something happens to keep me from going. This time it's that blasted stage robbery.
Well, now, ain't that too blame bad? You, the sheriff, sworn to uphold the law.
All right. That'll do, Kane. And the description of that scarred hand sounds as if it might be Roy Sieglin. That's hard to believe.
Why is it?
Because most everybody here in Cottonwood Center likes Roy Sieglin. They've liked him ever since he came here 6 months ago.
I don't know nothing about that, but
if he's the man, I'll arrest him. Here's a cafe. Ain't a great many in here. Take a look around, Kane.
There's the man, Sheriff, standing at the counter.
Well, that's Roy Sieglin.
I'd recognize that hand of his anywhere. But get him to talking so as I can hear his voice.
Afternoon, Roy.
Well, afternoon, Sheriff. Thought you was going on a fishing trip today.
I planned to, but...
That's the man, Sheriff.
You sure?
I'll swear to it.
What's this all about?
Tom Kane here claims you held up the stage today, Roy.
Claims I did? Why, he's crazy.
Take him in, Sheriff.
Yes, I got no choice, Roy. Hand over your guns. Come along with me peaceable.
Sure thing, Sheriff. Anything you say. But don't think you're going to keep me in your jail long, because you ain't.
I got a lot of friends in this town, and they won't stand for it.
This town of Cottonwood Center look natural, Cisco.
See, it does indeed, Pancho. Although we have not been here for about a year.
Oh, look, Cisco, look there. New house for hens.
The town is growing, amigo. That new hen house means progress.
Yeah, progress. They got a new sheriff here, too, no?
I understand they have, Pancho. He was voted into office in the last elections.
You think he let us have the prisoner to take back to Adobe City, Cisco? The one he put in the jail the other day?
I do not know.
No?
Let us first find out if the prisoner is the one who was wanted by the town marshal of Adobe City for murder.
Yeah, we find out soon. Uh-oh. Yeah, fist fight, Cisco. Out front of the leather shop.
Looks more to me as if one hombre is being beaten by several.
Can you help him, Cisco?
By all means, we'll help him. Hold up.
Oh, no, go help him.
Stop, man.
Oh.
Give it to him.
Un momento, señores.
Un momento, señores.
I'm not aware of your trouble, but I do know that all of you against one is not fair.
Not fair at all. Do not hit him some more.
Stay out of this or you'll get it, too.
I'm much obliged for the help, strangers. I sure can use it.
Perhaps you will tell us what brought this about.
We'll tell you nothing. Come on, boys. Let's get these two men in.
I get them.
Yeah. Pancho and I do not want to fight. Do you think we are going to stand here and take a beating? You're greatly mistaken.
Greatly. I'll get you with this punch.
You forced me to hit you, hombre. Harder than I meant to.
Jumping. Jingoes, what a punch.
By the way, Cisco, do it.
I'm sure glad you're on my side.
Perhaps you will tell us what the story is, señor.
All I know about it is I identified the hombre who held up the stagecoach yesterday. I got a lot of hard looks from everybody since then. And a few minutes ago, this hombre, Matty Elmas, come here to the shop and sicked these others on me.
Don't you not think this Matty Elmas sicked anybody else on you, señor? Why is Cisco in the town?
Cisco, huh?
Uh-huh.
You mean you're the Cisco kid?
See, that is what I'm called. I suppose you and your friends go your ways and leave the señor alone.
All right, we'll go. But don't think you're getting away with anything, Cisco, because you sure ain't. It ain't healthy for you in this town right now. And the longer you stay, the more unhealthy it's going to be. Come on, boys, let's go.
His credentials of yours look all right, Cisco. So, if Roy Seagland's your man, you can take him along with you on the strength of this writ.
I can tell if he is our man, Senor Sheriff, if I may see him.
Yeah, sure. He's still locked up out here in my jail. But I swear I can't believe he's your man. Well, most everybody in this town likes Roy.
His smiling face is not always a sign of honesty, Sheriff.
Not always. Sour face is better, no?
No, Pancho. No? Sour face is not better, necessarily.
Smiling face look better, Pancho, think?
Well, come on out in the cell block and you can take a look at Roy. If he is your man, well, then maybe I can take that fishing trip I postponed.
I gather that your arrest of this Siglan hombre was not popular in town.
Bet your boots it wasn't popular, Cisco. Feeling's running so high, it wouldn't surprise me if folks stormed this here jail.
To lynch the prisoner or to let him out?
Well, let him out, of course.
Of course.
Now, here's Roy. Hey, you, Matty, get away from that window up there.
Yeah, I was just talking with Roy.
I don't want you talking with him. Now, get going.
Well,
Sheriff.
Cisco Kid here wants to look at you, Roy.
Cisco, huh?
Hold out your hand, Siglin. Both of them.
What's the idea?
Hold them out.
Do as Cisco says, Roy.
Cisco not bite you, hombre.
Ah, there you are.
By any chance, is that scar from a bullet wound you got while robbing the Adobe City Bank?
Me? I never been in Adobe City in my life. Now, don't give me any more of that kind of talk.
The Adobe City doctor you went to said there would be a big scar from that wound. He also said there was a mermaid tattooed on your right forearm. Roll up your sleeve.
Sure. I might as well. There
the mermaid, Cisco.
See, there is no question but what he is the man the marshal deputized Pancho and me to bring back.
What's so funny about that, hombre?
Cisco thinking he's going to get me out of this town.
You may find that as funny as you please, Siglin. But you are going with us within the hour.
Sure. Go ahead. Just try to take me. Because when you do, you're going to be mobbed.
All right, you hombres. Listen to me. In another half hour, it'll be dark. then I'm aiming to skull him that jail and get Roy out of there. What I want to know is how many of you boys are with me? All of you, huh? Well, that's good. I knew I could count on your help. Roy Seagrin's a mighty fine hombre, and he don't deserve being in that jail. He didn't have any more to do with that holdup than I did. That blasted Tom Kane made a mistake in identification, that's all. One thing more, boys. That Cisco kid and his partner over at the jail. I was talking at the window with Roy when they walked into the cell block. Yeah. Maybe they're fixing to take Roy out of there. But anyway, they're against us. So you boys that ain't wearing your guns, go get them on. Because with Cisco around here, it may mean gunplay.
Well, now that these extradition papers are all fixed up, I'll just turn things over to you, Cisco.
You mean you are leaving here, Sheriff?
Sure. I'm riding out to my fishing camp.
But see here, Senor Sheriff, we are not responsible for your jail, only for that killer, Seglin. And you still share our responsibility for him, and will until he crosses the county line.
Oh, that's a detail, Cisco. I got confidence in you and your partner here.
Gracias.
So, whenever you get ready, just take Roy and go.
A lot of tough hombres out in the street, Sheriff. You know those hombres, and Cisco and I not know them.
Let us not ask for help, Pancho.
Pons not ask, Cisco. Pons just tell the sheriff.
See, I understand.
Out in the
street, I merely want the sheriff to know that if anything goes wrong within the county lines, he shares the responsibility.
Sure, sure, I understand. Well, so long, boys. Good luck.
You think the sheriff's scared of the tough hombre, Cisco?
No, I do not. I think he honestly believes there'll be no trouble.
Besides, he wants to fish.
See. Uh-huh. Well, let us see who this is.
Cisco, I thought I'd better tell you. There's a big mob of men coming this way.
Gracias for the warning, senor.
You did me a good turn, and I wanted to return it.
Why does hombres come here for, senor?
Well, I overheard some of them talking. They're planning to storm the jail and set Roy Seglin free. Look, Cisco, if you need what help I
Gracias
can give...
Gracias again, senor. But to judge from what the sheriff told us, you are anything but popular with the townspeople.
That's true enough.
So you had better get out of sight somewhere. Pancho and I will handle this matter as best we can.
Well, all right, Cisco.
Pancho, stay here in the doorway.
Where'd you go, Cisco?
Just out in front of this jail. That mob should be stopped at once.
All right, you hombres, that is close enough. We're going to set Roy free, Cisco, and you can't stop us. Get out of our way.
I am staying right here, hombre.
Fine, just stay right here, too.
And you're sure going to get hurt. Ready? Come on, boys. Rush him.
Yeah, come on. Let's get him.
And so Cisco faces the raging mob. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Deputy Marshal. When the Cisco Kid and Pancho came as deputy marshals to Cottonwood Center to take Roy Seglin on extradition back to Adobe City, they found that Seglin was unexpectedly popular with the men of the town. So much so that a movement was afoot to set him free. They also found a sheriff who was in haste to leave on a fishing trip, and did. Shortly afterwards, a mob headed for the jail. Cisco called upon the mob to stop. Now...
Rush him, boys! Un momento, yo hombres. I'm not going to fool with you for a second. You want to walk into these guns of mine, come ahead.
You're asking for trouble, Cisco. Pull them guns.
You are not going to storm the jail for the prisoner.
Better be sensible. There's enough of us to take you easy. And we will take you unless you quit and get out of here.
Of course you can take me, hombre. But do not forget this. Before you do, I can take a few of you.
They quit before you quit, Cisco.
Most of you senores look like law-abiding men. But this Roy Seglin is not law-abiding. In addition to holding up the stagecoach here, he is wanted back in Adobe City for murder. So forget about him and go back to your homes.
That anywhere at all, sister. Look out, sister, behind you.
Get him, Roy.
That's what I'm going to do.
Santo Siglin must have break out his cell, no?
That's right, fat one. Now I'm coming after you.
We're with you, Roy. Come on, boys. Let's get the fat
one. No, no. Do not get the fat one. The fat one gets you, hombre. And get you, hombre. And...
So Cisco's going to take me to Adobe City, huh? I don't reckon he is. Not this time.
Poncho again. You not hit...
All right, Poncho. All right. No one is going to hit you.
Where is Cisco? Look like a jail cell to Poncho.
See, Poncho, it is just what it is.
Oh, now, Poncho, remember, Cisco, that single hombre run around the corner of the jailhouse and sneak up behind you and hit you with the club.
From the way my head feels, someone must have hit me with something.
A club.
It is all over with now. We must get out of here, amigo, and in a hurry.
Cisco look mad.
You are right, Poncho. Just about as mad as I ever been in my life. We are going to get out of this cell.
We can just walk out.
We can as soon as these cell bars are bent enough.
Pull out, Cisco. Bar, give way a little bit. No.
We have to give way more than that before we can get out.
One more, Cisco. One more.
Now the bar is bending more. I think I have it this time.
Bueno, Cisco. He's strong like anything.
Can you get through that opening? Try.
Bar, you think so, Cisco? Bar,
I'll have to push you.
Bar, too fat, Cisco. Bar, you
Not only cannon, Chico, you have. All right, stand aside. I'm coming through.
Where we go?
Those hombres must know the sheriff has gone on his fishing trip. They think you and I are safely behind the bars. They'll probably be at the cafe celebrating.
We go to the cafe?
We are going to the cafe. I want one thing right now, to get my hands on that Siglin hombre. Come, Pancho.
Pretty neat the way you got out of that cell, Roy.
Yeah, nothing like finding a loose cell bar as I did. Then it's just a case of working the bar back and forth if you can get yourself to the opening.
Thing I can't figure is why did you want Cisco and his partner thrown into jail? I think you'd want them finished right off.
So I did, Matty. But don't forget this. I got a pretty good reputation in this town.
Yeah, that's right. Folks don't figure you a killer in spite of what Cisco told them.
And I don't want them to either. So I made out that all I wanted was for Cisco to be thrown into a cell, more as a joke than anything else. But I'm going back to that jail.
When?
After I take care of Tom Keene. First him, then the Cisco kid.
I'll go with you.
No. You stay here and keep the festivities going. Then the boys won't think so much about my absence. I'll be back inside an hour.
Pancho, glad we got our guns back, Cisco.
So am I, Pancho. Lucky for us, that Siglin hombre just threw them on the floor of the sheriff's office.
And I think we get out that cell.
Now, when we go into the cafe, Pancho, you stand with your back against the wall.
Against the wall.
So you can watch the crowd. Uh-huh. Also watch the door. And be prepared for anything that may happen.
Like we have the big fight to Pancho.
Right against that wall over there, Pancho.
Against the wall.
I do not see that Siglin hombre.
Pancho see the other hombre, though, Cisco. The one they call Maddy.
I will talk to him.
The great Cisco kid wasn't so much after all, boys. Just a plain milk.
Go find out how much of him. What you call him, Cisco, is.
Hey, by thunder, Cisco's right here.
That is right, hombre. I have come for the prisoner, Roy Siglin. Where is he?
I don't know.
I said, where is he? And I want an answer. I will shake you to your teeth, rattle.
I'll show you what hombres get when they start something with Matty Almas.
Look out, Cisco, you're on the gun!
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? By thunder, I'll show you!
Go stand back, hombres! Give Cisco the room!
I'm going to waste no more time with you than I have to. Hombre!
All right, get up on your feet. Now, where is Siglin?
He went over to Tom Kane's.
Tom Kane is the senor who runs the leather shop?
Easy, sister.
Very well. As for you, from now on, keep out of my way. Let us go, Pancho.
Who is it?
It's the sheriff, Tom.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know what it might be. Hey, you... Coyote Siglin, you tricked me.
Just what I intended to do, Kane. Well, what do you got to say for yourself?
About what?
About squealing to the sheriff.
identifying me so I'd be arrested.
I got this to say, you sneaking buzzard. I'd do the same thing again in a minute.
Thing is, you ain't gonna get the chance, Keene. Put your hands up.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna walk you up the street, into the old barn at the edge of town. Then I'm gonna gun you down, Keene, and hide your body in that barn. Right now, I'll take them guns of yours. And you think you're gonna give me the slip because it's dark outside, you better think again. Because you're going to have this here rope around your arms.
Now, say, look. You might at least give some chance for my life, Seaglin.
That ain't the way I do things. It's either your life or mine, and I ain't aiming to lose mine. There. Now start moving for that door.
Look, let's talk this over, just for a couple of minutes.
No, you don't. No stalling. Get going. I'll let you have it right here now.
I reckon I'll have to do as you say.
Get ready, Cisco.
Hey,
come out now.
Hey, what's that? Stand still, Keene. He said, Cisco, my Judas, I...
That is what you heard, hombre. Thanks to mi compañero, who cannot keep from talking at the wrong time.
Stop where you are.
I see no point in that, hombre.
And I'll show you.
Not unless you can shoot better than that.
Go after him, Cisco.
He will, senor.
This is a matter not only of capture of the prisoner, but of self-defense on my part. Till I get that gun.
You sidewinder, Cisco. Just try to get this here knife.
Pancho, help you, Cisco.
Hello, Pancho. Do not get in my way. You mean well, but I can handle this hombre by myself, I think. Drop that knife, Seaglin.
I'll cut you to pieces.
Drop it or I'll break your arm. Now that we are on even terms again, we'll see if we can settle this matter now.
That fixed that, bandido.
By George, Cisco, I never saw a prettier sight than that maverick stretched out on the floor like that.
I can well imagine how you feel about it, senor. I'd feel the same way if I were you. Try the prisoner, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. We start back for Adobe City right now, no?
No, Chico.
No?
Not quite yet. I want to know more about this henchman of Siegland's first.
The one they call Maddie?
Say.
I'm mighty certain that he was in on that stage holdup.
It's also quite possible that he had a hand in the murder over in Adobe City. And if you and I, Pancho, are to do our duty as deputy marshals, we will stay right here in Cottonwood Center until we find out. Si, Pancho.
We not the deputy marshals no more, Cisco.
That is true, Pancho. We are not. But we were sworn in for only as long as it took us to do that job.
That maddy hombre in the Adobe City jail, too.
Si, Chico. For, as I suspected, he had a hand in that Adobe City murder.
It's fun to be a deputy marshal, Cisco. And then again, it's not fun.
Well, how can it be both fun and not fun, amigo?
It's fun for a while, Cisco, but it's not fun when it keeps us from riding where we like to ride, no?
Oh, now I see what you mean, Pancho. And I agree with you. To ride where you want to ride, when you want to ride, is one of the finest privileges in the world.
Si. And now we ride to the town of Valley View, Cisco, huh?
Si. Well, now I begin to understand why you wanted to ride this way, Chico.
Why, huh?
Because the senorita, little Inez, lives in the town of Valley View.
No, Cisco. Pancho didn't want to see little Inez. And little Inez, she doesn't want to see Pancho.
Well, why does little Inez not want to see you, Chico?
Because she's very mad at Pancho.
Oh, why is she mad at you?
Because last year, Cisco, it get cold up in Valley View Mountains and the snow come down like anything.
Got cold and snow, see.
So Pancho hired a sleigh and take little Inez for a sleigh ride up to the snow.
Did little Inez enjoy that?
Pancho didn't know, Cisco. All Pancho knows is that little Inez move over toward Pancho this way. And then Pancho move over to little Inez that way.
And that is what made little Inez mad?
It must be, Cisco. Anyway, little Inez, she began to cry. She said, nobody loved me. My hands are cold.
She said nobody loved her and her hands were cold?
Did I really say?
And what did you say to that, Chico?
Pancho, oh, that's all right, little Inez. Your mama said she loved you. And you can sit on your hands.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the apple.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lance.